Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Well, how do, folks, and another great big Western welcome from the Sons of the Pioneers on the Lucky U. To you. It's a fine day out here on the ranch. The sun's not too hot. The wind's just a breeze. Fact is, it's the kind of a California day that makes you want to get up and get. And that's just what we're fixing to do right as of now.
Sliding down the Santa Fe, just beyond the mountains and across the way. See that sun hang low in the west. Oh, the land I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old Pinto. Gotta see a preacher about a gal. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe. Hey, riding down to Santa Fe. See the boss and I'll collect my pay. Need $100 or more to get the ring she's been waiting for. Don't be slow, my old Pinto. She'll be there waiting at the door. So let's turn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe. Hey, riding down to Santa Fe.
Thank you very much, folks. That was riding down to Santa Fe, and we made pretty fair time at that, I think.
Boy, that's the kind of a riding I like to do, too. I wasn't even saddle sore.
You mean, Shug, that bull fiddle of yours is easier riding than your horse?
You ain't just whistling to Dixie there, bud. When I yell, whoa, to my horse, he just keeps prancing around, you know.
Uh-huh.
But when I yell, stop to my fiddle,
yeah,
it stops fiddling.
Oh, get out of here with that bull fiddle.
Shug acts like his horse bucked him off in a patch of loco weed.
I golly kid, he does with that, don't
he? Say, didn't we have ourselves a big time last night sitting around that big old fire?
Oh, we sure did, Ken. You know, I wish that all the folks could have been with us down here on the Lucky U Ranch last night. We built a great big bonfire and sat around and sung songs and watched the clouds slide across the sky. George Putnam, he's our new head man from the big network, he brought along some cans of Planters peanuts. And, well, I know that he's just dying to tell you about it.
Hey, right you are, Lloyd. All I gotta say is this Lucky You gang is the peanut-eatingest gang of humans I ever saw. But you know, you can't really blame them for that. Those Planters cocktail salted peanuts sure taste swell. You know, I can't help living in a big city or out in a desert ranch like us. Well, little things like some peanuts to pass around to a group of friends add a whole lot to the joy of living. Yes, sirree, there's a lot of good fellowship packed into those blue and yellow cans of Planters peanuts. And there's a lot of good eating, too. For cocktail salted means that they're the very finest of all Planters peanuts. They're roasted and toasted in a special way, and then they're sealed in vacuum cans to keep them crisp and fresh right up until eating time. Of course, the easy way, in fact, the best way to keep the best in peanuts in the world on hand is to buy them in the cans, Mom. That's right. You'll find those half-pound blue and yellow vacuum cans of Planters cocktail salted peanuts just about everywhere that good food products are sold. And those cans on your grocer's shelves are easy to recognize, too. Because all you have to do is just look for that jaunty picture of Mr. Peanut, Planters' famous trademark. And wherever you buy them, however you eat them, Planters is the word for peanuts, for peanut oil and peanut butter. You know, folks, the Pioneers sang some mighty wonderful old tunes last night around that blazing fire. Tunes you'll all remember, like this one right here.
The
me tell you a tale, a good one I own, of a buckin' old bronc, a strawberry roan. I was hanging round town, not earning a dime, being out of a job, just spending my time, when a stranger steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronc bustin' man from the looks of your clothes. So I says, guess you're right, there's none I can't tame. If it's riding wild ponies, that's my middle name.
Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. They say he's a cayuse that's never been rode, and the guy that gets on him is bound to be throwed. Throwed off that strawberry roan.
So I puts on the blinds, it sure was a fight. Then my saddle comes next, I screws it down tight. Then I piles on his back, and well I knew then, if I ride this old pony, I'll sure earn my ten. For he bowed his old neck, and he leaped from the ground. 20 circles he made before he came down. He's the worst bucking bronc I've seen on the range. He can turn on the nickel and give you some change.
Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. He went up towards the east and came down towards the west. To stay in his middle, I'm doing my best. On that old strawberry roan.
There's no fooling, I'll say, this pony can step, but I'm still sitting tight and earning the rep. When my stirrups I lose, and also my hat, and I start pulling leather as blind as a bat. Well, he makes one more jump, he's headed up high, sees me sitting on air way up in the sky. Guess I turned over twice and comes back to earth, and I starts him to cussing the day of his birth.
Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. That sunfish and critter's worth leaving alone. There's nary a buster from Texas to Nome could ever ride that strawberry roan.
Thank you very much. That was the old strawberry roan featuring Tommy Dawes. Say, Carl, you know, we've all been pretty patient with you, disappearing at all hours of the day and night, coming in with your horse all lathered up, but we think it's time that you let us in on what's going on around here.
What's the matter, Lloyd? I haven't been shirking any of my chores around the ranch. After all, my time's my own when the work is done.
Well, Carl, I'm not meaning to criticize, and I sure don't mean that you've not been doing your work. It's just that, well, we like to be in on these projects so that we can help plan, too.
As a matter of fact, Lloyd, all of you can be a great help.
Now, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
If you want to get the job done, you're talking to the right man. I'm a... What do you want us to do?
Well, I'll tell you, Shug. Are you a pilot?
Am I a pilot? Why, have you known I've flown in more BB-29 than 2977? Piper Cup. I've never been in an airplane in my life.
Well, it doesn't matter, Shug, because all I want you to do is get the pitchfork, take the hay that's in the barn, and pile it up in the corner.
Well, if that ain't the dad-blamedest thing I ever heard of. Why?
Well, I'm glad that you finally got around to asking that question, Chuck, because if you hadn't, I was going to.
Well, it's very simple, fellas. I need a clean, dry place to store some things.
Yeah. Store what kind of things, Carl?
Oh, just things. I'll tell you about it later. I have some things to care for right now. So long.
Well, I'll kick the slats out of the side of the silo. If that don't mean anything yet, we still don't know what's going on.
No, we sure don't, Chuck, but we're going to find out. A place to store things. Now, what in the world would Carl want to store?
I don't know, Lloyd. Hey, look at Tommy. No, over there.
Oh, what's he doing?
Can't you tell? He's getting ready to sing. He sees Betty coming up the path.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see her.
He's pretending he didn't either. Let's listen while he sings.
Loneliness is just that I need someone. The desert flowers, they need someone too. The thirsty earth invites a summer raindrop. Through this lonely night, I wait for you.
Beautifully.
Huh?
I know that that was our song. I can't help it, Tommy. I'm going to kiss you.
Oh! Gee.
Oh, no! He didn't say a new word!
Gee! Did you hear that?
Yeah!
Tommy got the he stepped his gears.
It's hard to believe, Tommy. Did you really say gee?
Uh-uh.
Are you sure?
Huh? That's what I thought. Well, before things get completely out of hand around here, I think I better read today's gold deed letter and award a deserving person an acre of our Lucky You land.
As long as Tommy has become such a linquiquit, blah, 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 maybe he should read it.
No, no, Shug. I don't think you should do too much all at once. Anyway, this letter I kind of picked myself, and I'd like to read it. It's from Mrs. L.K. Hayden, Smith River, California. And here's what she says. Dear Sons of the Pioneers, it's hard to put in a short letter all the reasons why a person as wonderful as my mother-in-law should have one of your Lucky You Ranch gold deeds. Her name is Mrs. Etta C. Kelly, and she lives at 3536 F Street, Eureka, California. She's always had to work hard from the time she was a very small girl. And later, after she lost her husband, she had to work and support her entire family, which consisted of four children and herself. During the Depression, her oldest daughter, who had married and had two children, came to live with her. For a long time, my mother-in-law was the only one of her family working, and she walked 3.5 miles to and from work, thus supporting all of them, her family and her daughter's family, on $30 a month. As you can imagine, she has denied herself many things which she really needed. But she never has a complaint, but always holds out a helping hand. The letter is signed, sincerely, Mrs. K.L. Hayden. Yes, I personally wanted to read that letter because I have a soft spot in my heart for mother-in-laws. I know there's always been, and I guess probably always will be, a lot of kidding about them, but to me, Mrs. Etta C. Kelly is just one example of the many unselfish mother-in-laws there are in this world.
You're right, Lloyd, and along with our gold deed for your many good deeds, Mrs. Kelly, we'd also like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute.
made that mountain? Who made that tree? Who made that river flow to the sea? And who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I. Makes a flower bloom in the spring. Who writes a song for a robin to sing? And who sends the rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I. He lights the way when the road is long, keeps you company with love to guide you. He walks beside you just like he walks with me. Gives me courage to go on from there, and who gives me faith that will never die? Somebody bigger than you.
To me, Mrs. Etta C. Kelly is just one example of the many unselfish mother-in-laws there are in this world.
You're right, Lloyd, and along with our gold deed for your many good deeds, Mrs. Kelly, we'd also like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute.
Who made that mountain? And who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who makes a flower bloom in the spring? Who writes a And who sends the rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I. He lights the way when the road is long, keeps you company with love to guide you. He walks beside you just like he walks with me. When I am weary, filled with despair, who gives me courage to go from there, and who gives me faith that will never die? Somebody bigger than
That is the type of tune that you can kind of sink your teeth into.
Well, I'll agree with you on that, Lloyd Perriman. But there's another song that you've got, and there's a certain member of this group is just about to give one to the universe, the world. All right, give it to a couple of cows leaning over our guest defense.
Really, Shug?
Who?
Who?
Yeah? You the double-barrel knucklehead? Me, of course.
Oh, Shug, you're too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Why, Kenneth. Oh. You've hurt me to the quick. What made you ever say a thing like that?
Because that's the name of the song you told me you were going to sing.
I did?
You sure did.
Well, I guess I did. Well, let's not stand around like a bump on the log. Start picking and singing then. Start me off pretty, will you? That's pretty.
Oh, he's a-getting
too old. He done got too old. He too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Quit pointing it up.
Too old. He done got too old. He too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Young, I had lots of pep. I could get around, didn't need no help. But since I'm old and I'm getting gray, people all look at me and say,
He's a getting too old.
You could jump just like a deer, but now I'm needing new landing gear. You two jump a picket fence, but now I'm lucky if I jump an inch. Anytime.
He's
getting too old. He done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Make you smart, don't
you? Too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Play one pretty on your comb, Ken. Shut that out! Just... Take your smart. You play one, Carl. Now you're sawing wood. Now let me at it again. When I was young, I had an automobile, and I'd scoot myself right under that wheel. I had to fight the gals off with a stick, but now they say, oh, you make me sick.
Too old, he done got too old, he's too old, got the mustard anymore. Too old, he done got too old, he's too old, got the mustard anymore.
Finish this up kind of pretty, if you will, please. Give me a chord and I'll finish it myself. I'm going to slug you one. Too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Juggy. I apologize. You cut the mustard high, wide, and handsome. With our help, of course.
Yeah, well, you're not playing with kids, you know. Yeah. Why, I've had offers to sing from all over the world.
From where?
Well, half of the world.
Where, Shug?
Would you settle for California?
What part?
Well, little old Miss Becker from down the road asked me to sing.
To sing?
No, to call Hogs your knucklehead, and she liked it, too.
That's what a figure.
Say, Shug, Ken seems to be giving you kind of a bad time, but I know how you can get even with him.
You do, Lloyd? How?
Mm-hmm. Well, Betty got here early today, and I heard she and Ken over by the corral practicing a song together.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, it's a long road that has no unwinding, ain't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Hey, Kenneth, old checkered shirt, come over here. How about you exercising your vocal, how about you singing?
I don't think so, Shug.
But, Ken, we were going to sing a duet, remember, Butterfingers?
That's the best description I've heard all morning.
Butterfingers happens to be the name of a song, Shug.
Yeah, well, prove it.
Well, I'm asking for it, but I'll try. Come on, Betty.
Okay, Ken.
Can't be trusted with anyone's heart.
You drop it, you break it, or tear it apart. I know I should hate you, but what can I do?
Can't be trusted with anyone's heart.
You drop it, you break it, or tear it apart. I know I should hate you, but what can I do? Butterfingers,
apologize. And from now on, Mrs. Becker needs any more help with her hogs, I'm going to send you along.
Thank you. Now, you know, if you two keep bickering, we might take up so much time on the Lucky You line, we'll have to give the frost warnings, too. And I, for one, want to hear Hugh Farr's thoughts for the day.
Well, I do, too, Lloyd. Now, quiet, Ken. Shug.
Yes, Betty.
Okay, teacher.
Well, Hugh, what have you picked out as today's thought?
Well, Lloyd, last night I was kind of thumbing through an old book, and on I run across this passage. I couldn't find who wrote it or anything about it, but I think it makes a whole lot of sense. And here's what it said. Greatness lies in not being strong, but in the right use of strength. Just a minute, let me read that over. Greatness lies in not being strong, but in the right use of strength. And strength is not used rightly when it serves only to carry a man above his fellow men for his own solitary glory.
Well, Hugh, that is certainly a fine thought. It's one that could help a person to be a better man and a better citizen. We've got a song now that we'd like to do very much, that we think an awful lot of. It's a song written about a great state. The title is The Everlasting Hills of Oklahoma.
Golden grain on hills of green, way to Dancing Tales of Oklahoma are told in clouded statues in the sky. Pioneers who long have gone, their wagon wheels still rumble on when thunder peals and falls upon the fame of Oklahoma will live in names of men she claims her own. Some were right and some were wrong in history's pages, prose and song. Oh, hail them now, for they all belong to the everlasting hills of Oklahoma.
Yes, when you hear that ever-loving tumbling tumbleweeds, it means we've got to quit visiting and get back to riding again. You know, if that Carl Farr don't tell us what he's holding in the back of his mind, the boys just may tie him to a yearling and run him through one of those cactus patches. I doubt it, though. And so until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying for the Sons of the Pioneers, Tex Messina and Pretty Betty, our school ma'am, so long now and be lucky, you. This program came to you from Hollywood, America's Gold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.